reaction rolling in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, 800-990-3776. We are asking you where you are on the Seinfeld scale of concern for the Bucks after they lost game one to the Miami Heat. Hey, listen, everybody told me headed into this game, Heat are no good. Heat are no good. They have no depth. They're one-dimensional. All of these things. And then, of course,
very bad offensive team.
They came out guns a-blazing. Giannis went out. That obviously didn't help. Bucks are a deep team, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
But they also, at times, and hear me out, especially when Giannis is not in, can feel one-dimensional. And yesterday it felt like they were chucking up threes and chucking up threes and chucking up threes. And, like, they shot really well from two.
Mm-hmm.
But the threes were not falling. And when the threes aren't falling, I guess my question to you is, what is plan B for this Bucks team? Yes, Giannis is a force inside. Yes, Giannis can cut to the bucket. He does his Euro step, puts it up, gets fouled, goes to the line, and all of those things. But when he's not there, what is the plan B for this Bucks team?
Well, the threes are always going to be there. They're going to continue to shoot them. Because even if they're not falling, the thought process of today's NBA player is, okay, I've missed three in a row, who cares? If I have an open three, I'm going to take it. And the Bucks, that's what they're going to do. That's part of what they do offensively. I mean, Chris can create his own shot. You try to get something going with Brook, which is going to be that's going to be the tough thing is navigating the big minutes, you know, because they had Bobby who would, you know, post up from time to time, and you can post up Brook if you want.
They didn't do that enough yesterday, I think. I don't think they did it enough. I don't think they used Brook Lopez inside enough late in the game when this Bucks team, Gabe, has a serious size advantage over the Miami Heat.
But you got to stagger that because it can become interesting on the other end defensively depending upon who the Heat have out there if you're asking Brook to be a perimeter defender.
But we just talked about how the Miami Heat are one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the league.
Yeah.
Not yesterday.
It depends upon who's out there for them. If Bam Adebayo isn't out there, I mean, Brook's probably not going to be on the floor. Because the relative lack of size. Like, Brook would have to go out to the perimeter because Kevin Love can shoot threes. Not at the clip that he hit them yesterday, but they've got to figure out the different matchups. Bud's going to have to figure out the rotation if Giannis is unable to go on Wednesday. But this, especially without Giannis, the Bucks are going to be a perimeter team. And those shots are going to fall because they're one of the best three-point shooting teams in the league.
Chu, where do you expect fans to be today? Bucks losing game one against the Heat yesterday. And Giannis is, again, he is the big caveat. He is the big asterisk. That's the big thing right now. We don't know what his health is. Yada, yada, yada. I look a little stressed or I'm freaking out.
I am yada, yada, yada. But if Giannis doesn't play this next game and then they lose, is it okay if I jump all the way to I'm stressed?
All the way.
Because that's the next level, man.
Would you... No, what's the low grade? Yada, yada.
Yes.
And then I'm stressed.
Yada, yada.
Oh, and then what's above that?
Freaking out.
You look a little stressed.
All right, can I go from yada, yada, yada to freaking out?
Yes, I'll allow it.
If what? What's the caveat? What's the condition?
So if Giannis doesn't play Wednesday and they lose, can I go from today because I'm yada, yada, yada?
Yada, yada, yada.
All Giannis's injury is just a contusion. I mean, he should play Wednesday. I'm sure he's getting a ton of treatment. But if he doesn't play and they decide to rest him and then they lose and they're down two games, I think you got to go to freaking out.
Yeah, if he doesn't play and they lose on Wednesday, I think you can start freaking out. Then
why? Where are you guys at now?
Well, right now it's yada, yada, yada. It's no big deal because I'm with you, Chu. Like, if there was something structurally wrong, I would be concerned. But this is a dude who probably shouldn't have been playing on his knee in the finals a couple of years ago. And he dropped 50 points in game six. So this is a guy we know his pain threshold is high. As Chewy said, they've got a great medical staff. They're going to be working hard to get him back. And I fully expect him to play on Wednesday.
Yes.
I fully expect him to play on Wednesday, and I fully expect the Bucks to win by double digits.
Bucks fall to 5-7 in playoff series openers under Mike Budenholzer. There was a lot of criticism for Mike Budenholzer yesterday when the Bucks didn't seem to, like we were just talking about, make adjustments in game. Now, we have seen the Bucks respond to these losses and end up winning series, right? I don't want to sit here and act like this is when someone makes a pick, like me, for instance, when I make picks,
jinx.
No, not jinx. Kiss of death. Kiss of death.
I was trying to be much nicer about it than kiss of death. Because there's so many.
Do you know that somebody asked me on Twitter yesterday, did you in fact bet on the Bucks to win
this
series?
I was very curious to see what you
were responding. I did not. I didn't want to mess with Gabe's juju and all of that stuff. Speaking of juju, we got somebody weighing in on the ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line. Ryan and McGuanago saying, Bucks' new owner was there. He is bad juju everywhere he goes. I'm not ready to dismiss that as conjecture.
I'm not ready to publicly say anything about that.
Talk to Ashton's representative. He'll be taking any questions through his representative.
Seems like a smart decision. Any concern there that they do notoriously and famously struggle in game ones of the series game?
I'd take a look at what they shot in some of those games, and those could just be the outliers. Like, the Bucks are a much better shooting team than they were yesterday, and to me, it's just the outlier. You know, it's, you know, again, shooting threes is a part of this identity. It'd be like if the Packers went, oh, we probably shouldn't throw the ball. You know, we haven't had success. No, you still got to throw the football. It's just the way it works. In today's NFL, you got to throw the football, even if you haven't completed a few passes. In today's NBA, if you aren't shooting threes, it's not like you're going to clam up when you get those opportunities. Bud has worked and preached since he arrived in Milwaukee. If you're open, you shoot it. And the second you become hesitant shooting those open threes, that's when the Bucks are actually going to have a problem, because that's what ends up lingering for the rest of the series. You need to have zero hesitation when you get those shots, and those shots are just going to, they will start to fall as the series progresses.
800-990-3776. Lots of reaction rolling in. We are asking you this morning where you are on our Seinfeld scale of concern. And to remind you, those stages are yada, 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 Ashton.
Yada, yada, yada.
You look a little stressed.
You look a little stressed.
Oh, I'm stressed.
And I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking out! I am freaking out!
I guess if I'm being honest, I'm in the stressed category right now. I'm not full-blown freaking out, but I am a little stressed, and I want to be very clear on this. It is not my confidence in this Bucks team that is making me a little stressed. It is exclusively Giannis's health. Because I want to believe what you're saying, Gabe, and what you're selling, that Giannis, who again, flamingo leg a couple of years ago, came back and just absolutely still dominated, is going to be able to play with that back. But backs are pesky, man. You saw Kevin Love dealing with a back, right? He got that. There was a foul underneath, and all of a sudden he's like limping like he's 87 years old out there.
It's because he is 87.
he is older, right? But he's not. He's about as old as Joe Ingles, if we're going to be honest, right? Aren't they about the same age?
Nah, I don't think so.
You think Love is older?
He's got the gray hair.
One looks way better than the other. That's all I would say.
Well, who would you guess is older if you had to guess? Joe Ingles?
Joe Ingles. I'd guess Joe.
Kevin Love.
It's in the face. In the face. That's where
Joe is older.
Kevin Love.
I can look this up, but I'd almost rather just guess and not know.
I think we should look it up at some point just for...
Kevin Love is minimum 53, and you can't tell me any different.
Yeah, but the salt and pepper kind of works
Ingles
for him.
Joe Ingles is 48. I mean, he's up there as well. Backs are
Can
pesky.
Can I ask you a question?
Right?
Please.
Go ahead, Chu.
Who's Joe Ingles play for?
He plays for the Bucks. Oh, he's a,
okay.
He's a bigger Australian.
That was going to be my guess.
Shoots left-handed. Yeah,
have you ever heard of Joe Ingles before today, Chewy?
I'm embarrassed.
No, I didn't.
Yes, there it is.
He thought about lying for a second.
Just let me. Should we do like a crash course at some point this week? Maybe tomorrow. They don't play again until Wednesday. Should we do a Chewy crash course in this Bucks team? Should we like we would be teaching a kindergartner or a first grader
and
preschooler?
Sorry,
Chewy. I'm sorry.
And we can read Chew ends up being the quiz. So all the questions on Friday end up being about the Bucks.
I can do that. We're just
and that's Chewy's test, and we find out if he passes or fails.
Would you like that, Chewy? Do you want us to just kind of like
sure.
go down? I mean, we could do that, right? We can kind of go through, and we could talk about some of the things we just talked about, like where the Bucks rank in
where they're located.
Things of that nature. Right. Another question.
Please.
Does Bobby Portis still play?
Yes.
He was good for a good stretch yesterday. Watch
right,
the game. It's the playoffs. This is your time to shine.
Hey, no, you guys are the ones that tell me when I need to watch.
Watch. No.
Jen, you were gone last week. Gabe, you said, you might want to wait till the second.
Gabe!
So I'm waiting.
What? Did you really tell Chewy not to watch the Bucks?
It's fine. It's going to be a gentleman's sweep. It's not going to be a problem.
Wow, you're really still confident, huh?
The Heat are so bad, Jen. They're so bad.
Are they
I understand.
Really?
They didn't look so bad yesterday.
I understand because they are still professionals, but this is a really bad shooting team and a team that struggles to score.
And now lost one of their 3-point sharpshooters in Tyler Hero.
Like, they struggle to score. And then you look, honestly, I don't feel great about the Giannis injury because, like you said, backs are tricky. I feel confident that he's going to be able to bounce back. I feel great about the Bucks because of the way Chris Middleton played yesterday. Chris played great. That was one of my biggest concerns with him, the knee coming off. Giannis goes down. Chris like, okay, I got this, and scores 30 points. Like, just no problem. An efficient 30 points.
33, 12, right? Was he 33?
Yeah, 33. 12 of 20 from the floor. three-point shot wasn't falling, but he still got to his spots. He looked like the Chris Middleton of old, and he looked like the Chris Middleton to me that if even if Giannis doesn't come back, he can carry them to a series victory over what's a not-great Heat team.
Meanwhile, Drew Holiday had 16 points, 16 assists. I saw that that 16 assists was some sort of tie. It tied the single-game Bucks playoff record for assists done by Paul Pressey and Oscar Robertson, which so that was a while ago since there's been that type of success from an assist standpoint. Let us know where you stand. Lots of reaction rolling in this morning. Again, I'm not stressed about the depth of this Bucks team, this Bucks team's ability to win games this series. I think they certainly will. My concern is if Giannis is out for any prolonged period of time. Although there were a lot of people yesterday on Twitter who were still saying, even if Giannis is out of this series, the Bucks can beat the Heat.
Bucks still have the best player in the series.
100%. You're talking about Chris Middleton at this point. Yeah. Jimmy Butler's a pretty good player, especially in the postseason.
He's not bad. He's not Chris.
We did it, huh?
He's not Chris.
Did it.
Chris is better.